Hinkleberry Pie.
Hinkleberry Pie.
Laughter, music, sing along.
We will find your favorite songs.
You know you're right where you belong, right here on Pickleberry Pie.
Okay, Pickleberries, are you ready? Here we go!
And I'd like to invite you to come with me to a magical place, a musical place, Pickleberry Pie. Usually it's Linda Arnold who takes you inside, but Linda can't be here today, and we have a great program for you. So, all it takes is a little imagination, and you'll fit inside the pie with me. So come on, and let's go inside. Peter! Tommy!
Don't touch that phone! Don't touch the phone.
Okay, Peter. Okay. What's the matter?
Huh?
I said, what's the matter?
Oh, well, I just don't want you to touch the phone. I'll get it. She'll call back. I mean, they'll call back. I know it. Some enchanted evening, you will meet a stranger.
Psst, Tony. What's the matter with Peter?
I think he's in L-U-V.
L-U? Oh, you mean love.
Yep.
Peter? No way.
Way, Pammy, way. It's like beans and cornbread, liver and onions, broccoli and chocolate.
What?
Peter?
And his girlfriend.
Really?
Yep.
One day I was shopping at my local grocery store. I grabbed a big bar of chocolate as I was headed for the door. I tossed the chocolate in my cart beside a stalk of broccoli. They started talking.
Talking? Yes.
At first I didn't believe. This is the story of broccoli and chocolate. It makes the people talk a lot about broccoli and chocolate. A very happy pair. He said, you make me feel steamy. She said, you make me melt. The first time a veggie and a candy bar tell each other how they felt. She said, being with you is delectable. He said, being with you is a treat. He was bright, bright green with envy because she was just so sweet. It's all about broccoli.
One day my princess will come.
Peter, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure, Pammy. What's up?
I want to know about your girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Uh-huh. Tony told me.
Tony? Oh, I'm gonna get that Pickleberry. Where is he?
Oh, he's in his room. Now, about this girlfriend, Peter.
I don't have a girlfriend, Miss Pammy. And besides, whoever told you is wrong. R-O-N-G. Wrong. No way, Jose. I don't even like Priscilla Plum. No way. I don't like her cute little dresses. I don't like her funny jokes. I don't like her smart brains. And I don't like her nice smile. So there.
Oh, Priscilla, huh?
Yeah, she's not my girlfriend.
Right.
In fact, she drives me crazy.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Frog, excuse me. I believe there's a swine on the line for you.
Oh, for me?
You can use the green courtesy phone.
Thanks. Hello?
Kermit?
Piggy?
Kermit, I think we need to talk about our relationship.
Oh, Piggy, not now. I don't really
Kermit?
Feel...
Hmm?
It's just that right
Come
now...
Come on, Frog! What's the deal? My clock is ticking.
Sheesh.
Tell me what you got in mind.
'Cause this pig's running
out of time. Treat me right, don't make me cry.
Oh, Piggy.
Or I promise this pig will fly.
She drives me crazy. Piggy?
I can't get any rest.
I'm sorry,
you know
Piggy.
Why?
Why?
People say
mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed.
Well, now that you mention it,
everything they say is true. 'Cause I can't get enough of you.
Oh, Piggy.
Just say I do. Agreed. I'll be the only pig you'll ever meet. Kermit!
She drives me crazy. Like no one else. She drives me crazy, and I can't help myself.
Oh, Kermit!
Piggy.
Having a girlfriend is nothing to be ashamed of. Lots of pickleberries have friends.
Check.
And Tony was just being your friend by telling me.
Double check.
And so you shouldn't be mad at him.
Triple check. Thanks, Pammy.
It's okay, Tony.
Besides, like PETA, everyone saw you.
Saw me? Where?
On the sidewalk, walking along, holding her hand.
They did?
Yep, it was cool.
There she was, just walking down the street, singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing.
Diddle-wah, diddy, diddy, to my door and we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and I told her all the things that I've been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day, singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
And we're so happy, that's how we're gonna stay, singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
and she's mine,
she's
she's
mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day, singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
And we're so happy, that's how we're gonna stay, singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
You're listening to Pickleberry Pie, a radio show for kids and pickleberries. And pickleberries who are in love.
I'm not in love.
Check. And pickleberries who aren't in love, but like who wait by the phone for like a phone call from someone who they don't like love.
You got it, Tony.
Peter's got a girlfriend. Peter's got a girlfriend.
Stop it, Pammy.
Oh, Peter, don't be so embarrassed. I think it's beautiful that you found someone who likes you back. Someone like you is hard to find. Very hard to find.
Well, yes, I guess you're right. It's hard to find someone as good as Peter P. Pickleberry, star of a radio. And radio. You know, the pains of Hollywood stardom.
Uh-huh. You're so weird that when you find someone who likes you back...
I'm so... Hey, did you say weird?
Uh-huh. It's kind of like Sleeping Beastly.
Sleeping Beauty? No way. I'm not like Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beastly. At least, the way Maynard Moose tells it.
Sleeping Beastly. Shh! Time for Sleeping Beastly.
Once upon a time, a queen gave birth to a little baby girl. And so beautiful was the baby girl that the king and queen invite the 17 good fairies to the christening. And each one of the good fairies give the baby a name. They name her Honesty, Bravery, Cleverness, Decency, Vigor, Politeness, Obedience, Gratitude, Health, Wealth, Royalty, Grace, Faith, Loyalty, Duty, and Beauty, and Cutie Pie. But they called her Beauty for short. Which was just as well, in my opinion, they had a for short for to call her by. Otherwise, even for to introductify her at a party would be to bore you to tears with no kind left for the conversations. Her growed up to be a beautiful princess. And one day her was walking through the forest, trying to find some wild broccolis, her favorite vegetable. When all of a sudden her hear a tremulating sound. Well, all the little furry, far-off damianals freak out. And the bird go twerp, cheeple, bonk their heads on the trees and stuff. But Beauty is not afraid because Bravery is her middle name. Well, it's one of her middle names anyway, so through the forest her go, until her come to a great big magical hedge all made of broccolis. Ooh, look at that magical hedge of broccolis, say Beauty. I gonna snag me off a piece. But from behind of the hedge come the tremulating sound. Nah. Oh, egg, say Beauty, maybe I should stand up on tippy-toe, see what make this disgustifying sound. So standy up on tippy-toe her do, and there, egg, is a great big on the other side, uglify, nassify, snaggle-tooth, big-footed, great sleeping beastly, all covered with fur, like a big inflatable rug. Oh, egg, say Beauty, this most disgustifying beastly that never I see, I go home right away. But by accidental, when her turn around, her snag off little piece of broccoli, snick! And no sooner did her snag off the piece of broccoli than Sleeping Beastly wake up. and drawing himself to his full height, which was a full height indeed, I might add, he say, "Who dare buff my broccoli?" Excuse me, say Beauty, certainly it was an accident. If I had known it, certainly I would have been much more careful. Silence, say the beefed. Penalty for a snag off the broccoli is death. Oh dear, say Beauty, certainly if I had known the penalty was death, I would have been much more careful. But silence, say the beefed. Furthermore, you have awoke sleeping beastly from afternoon nap. Penalty for awake sleeping beastly from nap is also death. You shall die twice. Oh dear, say Beauty, certainly nobody would have told me this. I would have been much, much more careful, certainly if I had known the penalty. Silence, say the beefed. Worst of all, you have interruptify sleeping beastly dream, in which I was a beautiful buffter fly, flapping amongst the gloxinias. Penalty for a wrecked dream like that is big death. You die thrice. Oh dear, say Beauty, there must be some kind of misunderstanding, because it was not posted the penalty. There was no silence, say the beast. Now, however, did I have laid beastly eyes upon you, I can see you are the most beautiful princess that never I see. Therefore, in consideration of good looks, I will not kill you even once. Instead, you shall live as my prisoner in yon enchanted castle on the hill. If you need anything, just clap your hand 3 times. Now follow the dancing furniture and go to your room. And sure enough, there on the path was a couple lamps and tables and chairs and a bathtub doing the lambada. So her followed him up the path to the castle on the hill, up the castle steps, gadoop, 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 down the long corridor, down to a beautiful chamber full of chandeliers and bonbons and jewels and wigs and gowns. Hey, check this out, say Beauty, not so bad for her to be a prisoner here. And her start to try on the jewels and the gowns and stuff. And as her admire her beautiful face and an especially fine strand of emerald in the looking glass, Ig float into view in the looking glass, face of Uglify, Snaggletooth, great sleeping beastly, all covered with fur, even on the nose part. Dinner, say the beefed, is serve. Well, I am kind of hungry, say Beauty to herself, so down the corridor her go to the dining room, where there on the table is arrayed all the most scrumptious foods in the world. With a beautiful sniff, especially the broccoli fondue, had a splendid nose. So her sit down, try very hard not to look at Uglify, Snaggletooth, great-footed, sleeping, beastly face across the table from her, and her ate till her heart's content, then her push the chair back from the table. And no sooner do her push the chair back from the table than great sleeping beastly clapped the hand 3 times. Whump, whump, whump. And no sooner did he clap the hand 3 times than the mashed potato in the mashed potato bowl scloops itself up and sculptify itself into a little mashed potato mousse. And the little mashed potato mousse, it glump around the table, jumping over the roast pork and sliding through the squash and kicking the peas on the floor. Glump, 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 glump. And no sooner did the mashed potato mousse start to jump over the roast pork and slide through the squash and kick the peas on the floor than the beets and carrots fly up into the air and come down in the shape of a little beaten carrot man with a carrot for the arms and the legs and a beet for the head, picking up the knives and forks, whang on the glass, clang, 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 clang on the glass with a knife and fork. And no sooner had the little beaten carrot man sculptified itself into a little beaten carrot man, whang on the glass with a knife and the fork, than the gravy in the gravy boat goes spork. All over the table, great big gravy lake. And the potato chips and the bread, they turned a little sailboat sailing up and down the gravy lake. Sailing, sailing, and the mashed potato mousse go glump, glump, jump over the roast pork and slide through the squash, kick the peas on the floor, and a little beaten carrot man whang on the glass, clang, 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 and pretty soon there is food all over the room. They have big mess. Well, no sooner did the food coat the room than sleeping beastly clapped a hand 3 more times. Whump, whump, whump. All the food disappear. Poof! Now, say sleeping beastly, if time for sleep. And he fall asleep immediate and begin snorifying in a horrific manner. Oh, Ig, say Beauty, and quicker run to the room and stuff the cotton in the ear so her does not have to listen. And in the morning, by the door, is a little bouquet of broccolis with a little pink ribbon tied around, say, and a little note saying, "From a secret admirer." Say it with broccolis. That's right. And so the days and the nights pass away like that, doing the lambada with the furniture during the day and playing with the food and the beastly at the night, and every morning with a little florette of broccoli by the door with a little pink ribbon and from a secret admirer. Think Beauty, kind of cute for a nastify, uglify, snaggletooth beastly, kind of cute after all. Well, one morning as her was gazing at herself in the looking glass, all of a sudden float into view the king and queen, her mommy and daddy. Oh dear, oh dear, the king is saying. Where, oh where is honesty, bravery, cleverness, decency, vigor, politeness, obedience, gratitude, health, wealth, royalty, grace, faith, loyalty, duty, and beauty, and cutie pie? oh where can she be? Sob, say the queen. Oh dear, say beauty, her run to tell sleeping beefly. Sleeping beefly must go home to mommy and daddy, because you do not know what have become of me. Very well, say sleeping beefly. But if you do not return in a week by midnight, I die deader than a doorknob of a buffeted heart. Okay, I promise, say beauty, and quick away through the forest her skippy till her come to the castle where the king and queen, her mommy and daddy, live. And when they see her come up to pass, oh, how great was the rejoicing, you can just imagine. Or perhaps you cannot imagine it. It would depend on how good you could imagine, but whether you can imagine it good or bad, even if you cannot imagine it at all, it happened just as if you did not exist. And so they party all week long, have a good time, and on the seventh day, Beauty say, Mummy, Daddy, I must return to sleeping beefly, or he will die deader than a doorknob of a buffeted heart. Then up speak the queen. Your father and I have been discussing this, say the queen. Yes, say the king, your mother and I have been discussing this. We feel, say the queen. We do, say the king, we really do feel, your mother and I. We feel, say the queen, is improper to be lived with disgustifying, nastifying, beastly, being a princess as you are. We do feel it is somewhat inappropriate, say the king. Furthermore, say the queen, you have been playing with your food. Yes, say the king, we are very disappointed to find out you have been playing with your food, especially given your proper upbringing. Your mother and I are disappointed about this point. Therefore, say the queen, you shall not return to sleeping beefly. Now go to your room. Indeed, I will have to go to my room, say Beauty, but her go to her room. But that night, at midnight, everybody is asleep. Her tied to bed, seat together, one end around the bedpost, throw the other one out the window, down to the ground her go, and through the forest as fast as she can go by the moonlight. Will her get to sleeping beefly before he die deader than a doorknob of a buffeted heart? Stay tuned. Through the forest go Beauty as fast as he can. Until she get to the hedge of broccoli, but there is no snorifying sound. And there is sleeping beefly deader than a doorknob of a buffeted heart. Oh, sleeping beefly, say Beauty, so sorrowful I be to be late. And her give him big kiss upon the fuzzy nose part. Well, no sooner did her give him big kiss upon the fuzzy nose part than sprawling poof, the beast disappear. And there is a handsome prince jumping in the moonlight. Oh, thank you for to break the spell of the wicked witch. Now sleeping beefly gone and only me, most handsome prince in history of universe. And lucky you shall be my bride. Okay, what have you done with sleeping beefly? No more sleeping beefly, only me, most handsome prince in history of universe. Check out these gold shoes, pretty neat. And lucky you. Lucky you have been chose by me personal to be my bride. Get ready, we get married tomorrow morning. What about the snaggletooth and the fur, say Beauty? No more snaggletooth and fur, say handsome prince. Only me, handsomest prince, get ready for marriage. Ig, think Beauty to herself. Oh, ig, I much more would I rather he would be snaggletooth like before than this disgustifying handsome princely. And quick her remember, depart about clapping the hand three times. So her clapped a hand three times, snick, snick, snick. And no sooner did her clap the hand three times than poof, the prince disappear, and there once more is Snaggletooth uglified beefly standing in the moonlight. Oh, sleeping beefly, how happy I are to see you, say Beauty. And thinking quick, her clapped a hand three more times, snick, 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 and her turned herself into a great sleeping beefly too. And no sooner did they lay beastly eyes upon one another than they fell into mad and beastly love. And little invisible pink hearts with wings floaty up to the moon. And they were married the very next day in a perfectly beastly ceremony. And before long, there was lots of little nastified beastlies running around and snorifying, making the forest tremulate and playing with the food. And they lived beastly for never after. And the moral of the story is, leave sleeping beefly lay unless you wish to marify one. Then you got to wake him up. Sometimes you got to wake him up twice, even from the death. And that is a real big wake-up after all. And that's the end of sleeping beefly. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Isn't that romantic?
No, but it kind of makes me feel better.
Right. No matter how weird you are, there's someone waiting for you.
Do you think I should answer it?
Yep.
But suppose it's her.
Priscilla? Well then, you could talk to her.
Yeah, but I can talk to her. Tony, you get it.
Like, no way, Beta. You's like her, you's get it.
Okay. Hello, this is the pie. Peter P. Pickleberry here, star of radio and, hi, Priscilla. Hi.
Looks like Peter has found a friend, Tony.
Yep.
Do you think I'll ever find a special friend?
Oh, like, sure, Pammy, someday.
What makes life the sweetest, bestest, and completest? Not a big dollhouse or a Mickey Mouse, but the right somebody to love. Ice cream cake and candy, maybe fine and dandy.
Pickleberry Pie Show for today. We'll be back soon with more music and more pickleberries and Linda Arnold, too. So until then, this is Pammy Pickleberry reminding you.
Be kind to your parents, though they don't deserve it.
Remember that grown-ups is a difficult stage of life.
They're apt to be nervous.
The Pickleberries would like to hear from you. You can write to them care of Box 2999, Santa Cruz, California, 95062.